Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
What is our true identity?
I think that when you stop and you look within and you just listen, the real you starts to speak to you. Because your dream and your identity has a voice. So I believe that little Timmy's story knew I was going to be a freaking world leader. Inside of me, in that quiet, I did what I just said. I was stopping, I was looking within, and I was listening. And there would be a time that I would unfold as we see now.
You mentioned about spirituality and your path of studying this for a long time.
Yeah.
How important is our spiritual health in supporting our mental health?
Yes.
Or can we be mentally and emotionally fit without spiritual fitness as well?
Excellent question. I think that from my perspective, and even studying a lot of your friends and my friends, I think it starts in the spirit. That's why when I see you in various countries and you take great photos and you really look like you're like in a nice place, like you're in the moment. And as your buddy, I'm like, good going. Because I know how busy you are. But I think that what's happening at that time is that something's happening to your soul. Your soul is being fed. And your soul is the center of your being. Because out of your soul comes the goodness of your heart. Out of your soul comes forgiveness. Out of your soul comes gratitude. It comes from the soul. So if we're not fed in the soul, then no matter how strong your mind is, there's going to be conflict.
Interesting.
And the Bible talks about that. It says a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. So your mind could be like, okay, I'm like, I believe it all. But your soul could just be broke down. So I know people that have a broke down soul because of conflict and trauma, but yet their mind is kind of strong, but they are unstable.
Sure.
There has to be an alignment here and here, and then you're pretty much unstoppable.
For those who might have challenges with religious context, or maybe doesn't believe in every element of the religion they're in, but they want to be spiritual.
Yes.
They want to have a connection to something greater than themselves. They want to have a connection to God or the source of the universe.
Yes.
What suggestions would you have for them, whether they're not in a religion, but they want to be connected to their soul?
Yeah, and those, I would say like 75% of my followers are not religious people. They're just like people that want to live a better life. So I think that one of the things that helps you is to go to beautiful parts of creation where we have not put concrete on it.
Go to nature.
Go to nature. So whether you go to the desert, or you go to the mountains, or you go to the ocean, it's strange, man. Your soul just starts to be fed. So I would say to somebody, go to somewhere where there's not a lot of concrete and where the earth is breathing and watch how soulful you feel and how fed you start to feel. Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.